Gateman.
And in Kalaki District, Kalaki Senior Secondary School is spending up to 16 million shillings each month from PTA or the Parents Teachers Association contributions to pay teachers and non-teaching staff who are not on the government payroll, administrator has confirmed. Abraham Elasu, the head teacher Kalaki SS, says this follows the low number of teaching staff and non-teaching staff who are on government payroll. According to Elasu, the school has a total enrollment of 1,027 students with only 18 teaching staff on government payroll, yet the school is supposed to have 55 teachers on the government payroll and only non-teaching staff on government roll, yet it is supposed to have 13 non-teaching staff on the payroll. Elasu adds that this leaves the school with a teaching staffing gap of 37 and non-teaching staff of 12 whose salaries are now being paid with the PTA contributions. He now calls on the urgent government action to address staffing shortages and ease financial pressure on parents who continue to shoulder the monthly wage bill for non-payroll staff.
The following are the key areas of need in the school. One, we need more teachers and non-teaching staff on the government payroll. Besides that, the parents' contribution will now go to making any development which is needed in the school. We also, this school was established first of all in 1982. We expected it to be having all the necessary infrastructure, but unfortunately, the school does not have a main hall. So the numbers are increasing every day. Like this year, we're starting on level 260 candidates. So we had to displace most of the learners in the classroom to sit this candidate, and that's now affecting the teaching and learning of other classes. So we are looking forward to seeing if there is any way we could be given a main hall for this school. We shall be very grateful.
On a similar development, it says the school lacks a library, administration block, as well as an ICT or information and communication technology laboratory.
As I said, the school also does not have a library. So we only have a library store where we are keeping the books. As big as the school is, we do not have an administration block, and that is also impacting on the management of the school. Yes, today we are advancing technologically, but we have also to note that for you to advance, to meet the global challenges, you need to be computer literate. Most of the schools today, including the city schools, have an ICT block equipped with the computers, but you discover that 1,000 students plus are only having 21 pieces of computers and no computer lab.
In the